This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Gwen Soderberg Chase is the Executive Director of Douglas County Partners for Student Success. And there are some STEAM Summer Institute seminars coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes. So, yes, I'm here today to talk about the fifth annual STEAM Summer Institute that we hold out at Umpqua Community College. Of course, last year we had to do a little bit of change up in how we delivered our sessions. They went all virtual. This summer, we have a combination of virtual sessions, so people can attend different professional learning opportunities virtually at home, or they can come out to Umpqua Community College and attend some sessions face-to-face. The audience is primarily our community educators, which include our teachers that work in our schools, as well as educators who work in after-school and summer programming.
So what grade level of teachers are we talking about here?
We have sessions for educators all the way from pre-K, preschool, daycare providers, to college. So we cover the whole span.
Now, STEAM has been a big increasing part of sort of an approach to education.
Yes, absolutely. And what we like to emphasize is building the culture of STEAM education, which promotes the idea that STEAM thinking, which is about critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, working on authentic projects, is something that can happen in all classrooms, in all disciplines, and not just the ones that seem to be emphasized in the letters of STEAM.
Yeah, but tell us what those letters mean, because not everybody knows.
Yes, so the letters of STEAM come from science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics.
And not everywhere is the arts in this, right?
Absolutely, yeah. In many areas, this work is referred to as STEM education. But Douglas County, when we first established our hub, it was very important for us to include the A and emphasize how important creative thinking and the arts are.
And what kind of response do you normally get from teachers in having these STEAM workshops?
Typically, we get in the range of about 120 educators that are participating in these sessions. And it looks like we're heading in that direction again this year. One of the fun things about some of our sessions being virtual is we not only are opening it up to our local educators, but we have some educators also from outside of Douglas County participating.
Yeah, and what about the different areas you're gonna be covering?
Yes, so I mentioned that we have a session for our early learning educators. One of the characteristics of many of our sessions is that they're being led by local people. And so the Stephanie Ahrens, who is the lead teacher at the Preschool Promise Program down in Myrtle Creek, has been using a lot of our materials in our STEAM Lending Library. And she's going to be demonstrating how to use them and talking about the effective strategies to use in the early learning environments. We also have a three-day session that's virtual around project-based learning, which helps teachers to think about how it is that students can get involved with authentic, local kinds of projects that then help them to build their understanding of the world that they're living in and using STEAM thinking skills within that. We have a session on computer science fundamentals, which is targeted specifically at elementary teachers, giving them ideas of how to embed computer science into all of the teaching that goes on in their classroom. We have our resource lending library has a lot of materials for checkout. And one of those is a piece of equipment called ZSpace, which is laptop computers, but you put on 3D glasses and you're able to work with different programs and see it visually 3D. It's referred to as augmented and virtual reality. So we have sessions around the use of those ZSpace machines. And we also are going to be focusing on helping, especially with our elementary teachers, their understanding of what we call the next generation science standards and how to build lesson plans and units with those standards as being the core.
Let me ask about the ZSpace technology. Have you ever gotten to do that?
Yes. I've been part of sessions before and part of demonstrations, learning how to use the equipment. But there's so much more to learn, and they're always adding programs that we can bring into the system for our teachers to use. It was originally purchased primarily for students interested in the health sciences, and there's some really fun anatomy and physiology programming in there, and it helps students to actually visualize the anatomy of not only the human body but other systems, and being able to do that three-dimensionally and manipulate it is a great way to be learning. But we have other actually career technical education programs that are associated also with that equipment. So we'll be exploring those options and learning how to use them in our classroom.
I just feel like I'm in a Back to the Future presentation there. It's like, really? Can you really do this?
Yes, you really can. And you get this little, you have this pen that sits out away from the computer, and you can manipulate what's on the screen. You get your 3D glasses on. It's awesome.
So a lot of opportunities there. When is all this taking place?
It is the week of August 16th. We're going to be holding sessions the 16th through the 19th, Monday through Friday. And the best place to find the offerings is to go to our website, www.dcpss.org, and then go to Summer Institute. We also are going to be doing lots of postings on Facebook, so like us on Facebook and you'll get all the updates there. And the Douglas ESD is also going to be promoting the sessions so that you can go to their website and find the details.
So what's the cost for doing this?
It doesn't cost anything. We have grants that we are using to support the people who are going to be giving the session, leading the sessions. And then we also have some incentives for attending. We in some cases, will be paying some stipends for attending, as well as access to some mini grants to get materials for classrooms.
All right, the STEAM Summer Institute 2021 coming up. Gwen Soderberg Chase, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.